Not as common as you might think. There have been 9 so-called faithless electors since 1948, most recently in 2004, and 157 in all of American history. Senator Mike Patton is one of the only living non-anonymous faithless electors. In 1976, when a young lawyer in Washington State, Patton cast his electoral vote for Ronald Reagan instead of Gerald Ford. The issue was abortion rights. The final tally read 297 votes for Carter, 240 for Gerald Ford, and 1 for Ronald Reagan. Patton is now a Washington State Senator representing Washington's 4th Legislative District, a proud, faithless voter, a bit of living history, in office since 2011. Senator, thanks for joining me.
Good to be with you.
What's it like to be referred to as faithless?
Well, it's a constant effort to correct that terminology because that implies that I took a pledge or something back in 1976, 40 years ago, and that simply never occurred. There never was a pledge. There may have been an expectation of some people, but there was no pledge, no signed agreement, nothing like that.
And as an elector, what did you think your responsibility was?
I thought my responsibility was to make the best decision I could. So in this particular case, I came out of the pro-life movement, and I was very active in Ronald Reagan's 1976 campaign, and I felt that was a good combination that I could emphasize that if the right opportunity arrived. So in 1976, there was a lawsuit by the Republicans in the state of Ohio attempting to overturn the Electoral College votes there, and I called the day that we met and found out that that lawsuit had been thrown out, and indeed the electors in Ohio had voted for Carter. So that meant that it was not going to be a close vote. Had the votes been overturned in Ohio, I was not going to vote for Reagan. I would have voted for Ford. But they weren't. So I thought this was an opportunity to cast somewhat of a protest vote, highlight Reagan's pro-life views. I did vote for Bob Dole for vice president.
And as a result of that, the state made what you did a crime, it seems.
They did. Most people feel it's unconstitutional, but and they never, I was a little upset, they never even invited me to testify. But yeah, they did. They have a $1,000 fine. However, we have an elector now who is indicated that he's not going to vote for Hillary Clinton, even though she carried our state. So, and he's willing to pay the fine, and I don't know if they're going to challenge it. It's never been challenged in court.
You know, what's it like when you're on the Electoral College? I mean, do you get together? Do you get a meal out of it? Do you get put up in a nice hotel? What happens?
Well, none of those things then. Since then, we had a bill here a year or two ago where I voted against it, but it was to up the per diem rate for the electors. But most people want to be an elector or are interested in it. Well, we had to travel. I had to travel about 300 miles from the Spokane Valley to Olympia. I stayed with my cousin overnight and then made that phone call in the morning to Ohio and then went to the state capitol and the Secretary of State greeted us, and there were the rest of the electors. Our state had gone for Reagan in the convention process, so most of them were Reagan folks, and a number of them congratulated me on my vote. So, you know, it was a friendly deal.
Anybody try to lobby you? Is it possible to get a call in the night? You
know? Yeah, there was a little bit of that, John, because I think the week before the Associated Press did a survey of all the electors, and at that time I said I was considering voting for Reagan. So there was a little bit of that, but nothing apparently like what's happening today with some of the electors.
When you go to the state capitol and you register your vote, is there a ceremony? Do you get a...
No, it was just, well, they handed out a written document that you signed and wrote in your choice, and that was about it. I mean, it wasn't a real long process.
So what do you think about the Electoral College? Do you think it should be here? Do you think we should get rid of it? Is it a good thing? I mean, you had an interesting experience, but what would you recommend?
Right. Well, I mean, we have, you know, we don't have a pure democracy. We have some people call it a democratic republic, some people call it a constitutional republic, but it gives emphasis to the states as entities, and I think based on that, the founders put in the Electoral College. I really don't expect it to change much, at least not in the near future. I like the system we have, and I think it's served the country well over many, many years.
Now, I understand you were engaging in a protest vote. What about, you know, the behavior, demeanor, character of an individual would argue against voting for him or her? Looking at this situation, does it even get close?
Well, it wouldn't for me, because, I mean, what's the alternative? Hillary Clinton, and obviously the baggage she has in a lot of people's mind is greater than the baggage Trump had. Admittedly, it was a situation where there's a lot of opposition to both candidates, but I certainly, if I was an elector, I would vote for Trump.
Senator Mike Patton, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Senator Mike Patton, Washington State Senator representing Washington's 4th Legislative District.